From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Russia says it is ready to discuss a Syrian ceasefire. Russia says it is ready to talk about a ceasefire in Syria as foreign ministers gather in Munich to see an end to a bloody civil war that has devastated the Arab country. They're seeking that. The U.S., Russia, and other members of the 17-nation International Syria Support Group are holding a series of talks in Germany on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. A focal point for the group is the Russian proposal for a ceasefire in Syria, where a Russian-backed Syrian offensive in Aleppo has worsened a humanitarian crisis by forcing thousands of civilians to flee toward the Turkish border, which remains closed for the most part. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said he was not aware of a specific date for the Russian proposal, but stressed, "I think our preference would be for an immediate ceasefire."
It's very clear what needs to get done. There needs to be action in accordance with the UN Security Council Resolution 2254, which calls for a move towards full and immediate humanitarian access and a full ceasefire. Again, there have been multiple conversations over the past week between Secretary Kerry and Foreign Minister Lavrov. We've been expressing our concerns, frankly, about some of the actions in and around Aleppo, which has only complicated the situation on the ground in Syria.
A Turkish official told VOA that Russia might be putting forward a ceasefire plan now because it had completed a phase of their military operations in Aleppo. NATO was sending warships to the Aegean Sea to target migrant smugglers in the alliance's most direct intervention in the wave of people trying to reach European shores. The NATO mission was put in motion Thursday. This is VOA News. A fire and riot broke out Thursday at a prison in northern Mexico, and local media say numerous inmates appear to have died. Rescue workers could be seen bringing injured inmates from the Topo Chico prison in Monterrey, at least some with burns. The number of dead was unclear. Officials of the Nuevo León state government declined to make immediate comment, but said they would make an announcement later. Images broadcast by the Millennial Television Network showed the fire continuing to blaze near dawn, with a crowd of people bundled against the cold gathered outside the prison. Some shook and kicked at the prison gates, demanding to be allowed in. Witnesses said the fire broke out about 12:30 a.m. amid shouts and sounds of explosions. A thick cloud of smoke rose apparently from inmates burning mattresses. After Tuesday's primary vote in New Hampshire, U.S. presidential candidates swiftly turned their eyes to the next primary election coming up later this month in South Carolina. The so-called first in the South poll will help further narrow down the field of candidates, which already is only two on the Democratic side, while the Republican camp shrank significantly after New Hampshire. South Carolina voters will cast ballots on two consecutive Saturdays, February 20th for the Republicans, February 27th for Democrats. Slata Chahok has more.
Having soundly beaten front-runner Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire, Democratic contender Bernie Sanders is seeking to solidify his victory. On Wednesday, he visited low-income communities in New York. But Hillary Clinton enjoys strong support in South Carolina and is working to return to the top.
We've learned it's not whether you get knocked down that matters, it's whether you get back up.
Republican Ted Cruz was not able to repeat his surprise Iowa victory in the northeastern state, where billionaire Donald Trump firmly reestablished his lead position. And some analysts say he is likely to win in South Carolina. But Trump gained a new rival in Ohio Governor John Kasich, who is enthusiastic after taking second place in New Hampshire and maybe more acceptable to party leaders. Slarica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea says South Korea's decision to suspend operations at a jointly run industrial complex amounts to a declaration of war. The North's Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea issued the warning in a statement released Thursday, its first response to Seoul's decision Wednesday to shut down operations at the Kaesong Industrial Park, about 10 kilometers across the border. South Korean workers began hauling equipment out of Kaesong early Thursday, well before Pyongyang's statement, and now, according to late reports, say they have evacuated the premises. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.